March 14th, 2015. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola, and I'm broadcasting from the beautiful, sunny Chicago suburbs, where most of the snow in the backyard is gone. There's two big piles out in front, but anyway, it's sunny, it's beautiful. I sat out in the backyard for about 20 minutes to soak in some D3. It's a beautiful day. Anyway, thanks for joining me today on RBN, whose website is republicbroadcasting.org. Please also visit spingola.com, where you will find some relevant and interesting links for today's program. Just visit my website and click on the radio schedule button on the left. Please also visit screeningsandyhook.com for information about my most recent book, Screening Sandy Hook Causes and Consequences, that is now available as a paperback, hardback, and as a Kindle. Please also visit SpingolaSpeaks.net, a site that one of our very talented listeners created. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. Excuse me. Join others in a chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by visiting spingola.chatango.com. My guest the first hour today is Daniel Smith. His website is standbydaniel.com. Welcome, Daniel.
Thank you, Deanna.
Okay, so tell us your story.
We'll just jump right in, huh?
Yep.
All right. Boy, let's see. Well, I owned alternative health related products company that was founded in 2007 called Project Green Life. And in one of the products that we sold was a product known as MMS, also called Master Mineral Solution, used to be called Miracle Mineral Solution.
Now, were you creating that yourself? Were you creating it? Were you buying it wholesale, or what's the deal?
That's a good question. Actually, it was manufactured by another company, which we had hired to do so, and then we were basically distributing it from there.
Okay. Did you ever have any complaints about the product? Did anybody ever call and say this stuff doesn't work? It's anything like that?
Oh no, no, quite the opposite, actually. You know, I don't know how familiar you are with the product or your listeners would be. Do you want me to talk about MMS at all before we go into the store?
Sure, but let me say this. I had C. diff, and the only way that I have ever found that anyone has ever gotten over C. diff, and I got over it by using MMS. I am a big proponent of MMS. I think I would still have C. diff, because C. diff is one of those things the medical industry treats with more antibiotics, which is how you get it to begin with. And you just at least between 17,000 and 30,000 a year people die a year from C. diff. So I love MMS.
Wow. Well, that's a great story. How, you know, I don't know a lot about that particular issue. How does that affect the human body?
Oh my gosh. You have chronic diarrhea. I lost a lot of weight. I couldn't leave the house, literally, I was diagnosed with it, and then I was talking with Dr. Tennant, a doctor down in Texas, and he put me, as soon as we got the lab test back, and I'd gotten it from a previous hospital visit where they pumped me full of antibiotics, and nearly killed me. I ended up being allergic to one of the antibiotics and went into anaphylactic shock, but anyway, so as soon as we got the lab test back, he immediately put me on MMS. I took it for a month. I had another lab test. It was gone, totally gone. But the C. diff itself, I mean, it just destroys your immune system. So it took me another 9 months to get over the symptoms, because my immune system was totally destroyed using antibiotics. I have literally gone through my house and I've thrown out any over the counter stuff, all antibiotics. I refuse to take an antibiotic.
Yeah.
I love MMS. So you're talking to a very MMS friendly person here.
Great. Okay. So that was bacteria based. And
yes.
It was caused by the antibiotics that you had previous, or, you know, throughout time. Or,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, that's a beautiful thing about MMS, or acidified sodium chloride, we also call it. And, you know, it's a very good antibiotic in itself, you know, a very beneficial one. So
right, and there's no side effects. I never experienced any side effects whatsoever. I felt very comfortable using it. I trusted the individual who prescribed it for me. I can't say enough good things about it.
Yeah.
I think honestly, I would have been dead without it.
Well, so to answer your question, did we get any people calling saying, you know, bad things about it, or that it didn't work, or anything? That was, you know, from the very beginning, in 2007, you know, I remember, really poignantly a couple calls. One was a gentleman who said, hey, you know, my wife had been diagnosed with hundreds of little tumors in her lungs. We just got back from the doctor. They're all gone. And they had used MMS for like 6 weeks. That was one that, struck me. And then, very early on. And then there was a lady who had called and she wanted 100 bottles. And I said, well, what would you want 100 bottles for? One will last you a year, you know?
Sure.
And, she says, well, I run a clinic, and I had, been diagnosed with breast cancer, and she ended up having like a tumor about the size of a golf ball. And she did everything that her clinic does, and nothing worked, but the MMS did. And so,
wow.
Yeah. And so that, you know, it became very broad in what people were using it for. You know, it was probably weekly, sometimes days in a row, we'd get new calls from people saying, you know, I just got home from the doctor. I've had, you know, I'm drawing a blank on it now. Oh, hepatitis for, you know, several years.
What kind of hepatitis? Hepatitis C or?
Well, we heard all of them. C was probably the most, prevalent, but, we would hear that, they would say, well, we had, you know, I had, you know, for 20 years, I just got home from the doctor. I've got zero detectable virus load.
Wow.
And so we would do something we call ringing the bell, because, you know, you hear those stories day in, day out, week in, week out. It was just as a way of life for us at Project Green Life. So in 2010, you know, and I should say also that people used it also for water purification. I don't know if you are aware, but maybe you are because you know so much about MMS, but sodium chloride used to generate chlorine dioxide in water municipalities actually produces a cleaner water, a better tasting water, that doesn't have dangerous THMs that are left behind from chlorine.
Hmm.
So people would actually use it to, which, and we did to, in our water. We had we lived way out in the country, and our well was, you know, it wasn't the best water in the world. So we used it in our water.
Mm-hmm.
But recently, just, I don't know, it was a few weeks ago, brought to my attention was an article, and I'm going to say it was somewhere back east. I'm thinking Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, something like that, where a city won an award for the best tasting water in an international water tasting contest. And he attributed it to the use of chlorine dioxide generated by sodium chloride, that individual. So anyway, so people do use this for all kinds of things. You know, we'll get to the part of the story where, you know, we were raided and the FDA that came into our home were taking bottles out of our pantry, out of our kitchen.
What?
And out of our bathroom, as if this was some controlled substance that was illegal to have. And, you know, they were, you know, collecting it as evidence of our criminal conduct, alleged, of course.
Oh, my gosh.
So we were pretty surprised in 2010 when the FDA showed up at a third-party fulfillment company, a company that did our fulfillment, and they were there for 3 days, you know, interrogating, intimidating, so we had an attorney call them and said, you know, what's going on? Are we out of compliance with something? You know, what needs to be done? And they come back with, we don't like your product, MMS. Now, we had never received a warning letter or anything like that prior. And so they were coming down pretty heavy. They said, and we want you to do a voluntary recall. And at that time, my attorney said, look, you don't want these guys in your life. They're ruthless. They're brutal. They'll destroy you. You've got a family. Just do a product recall and get on with your life. And she was really familiar with the FDA. Mm-hmm. Her name was Nancy Lord, great FDA attorney. And she counseled us to do the recall, which we did. So we did the voluntary recall. But then within a short amount of time, we got thousands of emails, people very angry at us for recalling, saying the FDA could have the MMS when they, you know, pried it from their cold, dead hands. And you know, some people calling me names for doing the recall. And a lot of people just wanted refunds. They thought, oh, you know, I bought a case of these and I still have them and I might as well get my money back because I haven't used them, right? So that was a pretty big hit on the company. We knew it was going to, you know, bankrupt us. That was PGL International at the time. And shortly after, we came in contact with a pro-advocate group out of Texas that said, hey, you have a constitutional exemption from federal public, you know, regulatory oversight if you're operating in the private domain under the First and 14th Amendment right to private association. And we thought, well, that sounds great. Can you give us more information? And so he took us on a few people there from private group kind of took us on a journey through case law and gave us some folks to call. They had, you know, hundreds of people or organizations or clinics, practitioners doing this already all over the nation. And so, you know, we called some folks that were doing it. I asked, I said, do you have anybody where the FDA came down on you and then you reorganized and everything was good? He said, yeah, call Precision Herbs, you know, Dr. Overman, and which I did. And he said, yeah, this, you know, the FDA was here for 10 days, guns drawn, you know.
Wow.
Threatening criminal charges. And we just organized as a private association and sent them 7 letters, asked them if they had any legal valid objection, and never heard from them again. And so, you know, that and a little bit more due diligence on top of that, we did the same. We reorganized. We sent the same letters, asked them if they had any legal valid objection, and gave time for that to cure before we went back into business, never heard from them, went back into business. It would be a year later that they would, like about 40-some agents would descend upon 3 different locations in Spokane here, our home, the fulfillment company, a third-party fulfillment company, and a third-party bottling company, where they would, and these agents came from all over the country, and they took all the product, the equipment, the computers, the business records, they raided all the bank accounts. You know, this isn't, you know, we hear of them doing this pretty often now. And I've told the story so many times that I'm kind of like, you know, it's just like
sure.
Regular, you know, everyday business for the FDA now, right? So, but it was a very traumatic event. And, you know, my wife would be diagnosed with PTSD shortly thereafter. And we would actually quit. The business would actually stop there on that day, June 29th, 2011. But it would take them another 2 years. In 2012, we asked for our stuff back because nothing had developed out of it.
Well, sure.
And the government said, oh, you know what? Google just finally got around to giving us all of Mr. Smith's and his employees' emails. They had collected like 10 years of emails, and they said to the judge, you know, we need time to read that because we're still planning on indicting Mr. Smith. So they were going through all of our email stuff that's completely outside of the scope of the warrant, the date scope of the warrant, the subject scope of the warrant, and the judge was just going to let them. And so they basically took them 2 years and several grand juries to piece together a case where they would allege that we had introduced into interstate commerce a drug that had been misbranded, which they're referring to the MMS, and that because it was a drug and we used the wrong tariff code while shipping it from Canada, we were smuggling, and that we conspired to do all these. And then they charged my wife and good friends all with 37 years in an effort to get them to plead out, and to put pressure on them. And, you know, the prosecutor even admitted to, you know, Karras's attorney, you know, we know, Karras is not as culpable. It's really Mr. Smith we're after, you know, even just blatantly admitting it, that we've charged her for 37 years so that we can extract a plea and put pressure on Mr. Smith and, you know, get what we're after here, which is really a case precedent to declare sodium chloride, which is something that's been available in the United States, you know, for free to, you know, for, to freely sell, buy, sell, import, export, and possess, you know, for almost a century. So they wanted to declare that a drug.
Oh, and my gosh.
So, yeah, I mean, that's the short story.
Unbelievable. Well, no, you know what? It is believable. And it really irritates me so much when you consider that the allopathic, I can't say healthcare industry, but that's what they call themselves, kills almost 900,000 people a year. And I was actually reading your indictment from the Department of Justice. And it was talking about, protecting the health and safety of the people with cancer and other serious medical conditions. They give them poison. They give them chemotherapy drugs.
Right.
They kill them. They have a 97% percent death rate. They're 3% successful. It just made me so mad when I read this. I was just, I'm so mad. Okay, we're going to a break. This is a good time to take a break.
Okay.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices, and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago, when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now. You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life. Really? I gotta try Iodine Now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals. Wow, why are you so nice to me? Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com. Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Back. This is Deanna, and our guest this first hour is Daniel Smith, and his website is standbydaniel.com. They are collecting some money. If you have some, send it to them. And I would like to correct myself. Somebody in the chat room said they're not 3% successful, only 3% survive the chemical assault. That is much more accurate than what I said. And I'm talking about chemo drugs.
Yeah.
I'm really upset. So tell us about what happened with the armed raids and your daughter. And I mean, this is very destructive to your family.
Yes, it's been very, very hard on the family. So in 2013, about 2 years from the time that we even sold the last bottle of MMS, we had gone down to Ashland, Oregon, mainly because, you know, we had done a lot of homeschooling and Karis just wasn't in a condition to homeschool anymore. So we were looking for a good school that we felt really good about putting our daughter in, and we found a really wonderful Waldorf school down in Ashland, Oregon. So we moved down there, and one morning, 7 o'clock-ish in the morning, we're getting up and, you know, getting her ready for school. She's 8 years old at this time. A band of armed agents, descend upon our home. They come in, they identify us, they handcuff us in front of our daughter. She was very frightened, very freaked out. We asked to talk to her before they hauled us away. And at the time, we didn't even know what the charges were. So I had to ask at some point in time during all that, why are we under arrest?
Now, what kind of officers were these? Were these FDA officers? Were they?
Yeah, these were FDA. Well, there was a Postal Inspection Service also, because they work hand in hand.
Okay.
U.S. Post Office, Postal Inspection Service and FDA, they actually go out in teams together. And so we asked to talk to our daughter, and she said in a really scared and quiet voice, she said, I've got my handcuffs behind my back, and I'm just kind of leaning in, talking to her very softly, that everything's going to be okay. We're going to be back. she says, I would just pretend you were going to the movies, but I know you're not. And she could tell that these men and women in her house were, you know, they were taking her mom and dad away. And they would have put her in CPS if it had not been for some friends that were very close by that could come and who, you know, knew Sabby real well and she was comfortable around. So we were held in jail for a month before we were allowed to see a magistrate because they were
My gosh, that's against the law. You without charges? They held you without charges for a month?
Well, no, they had charges, which okay. were handed down under the indictment. And the indictment was the six charges that I mentioned before.
Okay.
But we were in jail. We weren't allowed to communicate with each other. They didn't put our names on the roster, so people who were looking for us couldn't find us. They wouldn't give us access to the legal library. They gave us the TB shots against our.
Oh my gosh.
They forcibly took our DNA. It was a horrible, demeaning, dehumanizing experience. It's just really, really a shame what goes on in jails and prisons. And anyway, we eventually got back to Spokane, Washington. We saw a magistrate. The government was trying to hold me in pretrial detention, which if they had been able to do, I would still be in jail now, still awaiting trial 2 years later. But a lot of people wrote letters and said, look, he's not a flight risk. They were alleging that I was a flight risk because I had traveled to Ecuador and after the initial raids. And so we got out and I have an ankle monitor on that makes sure that at first I wasn't allowed to leave the house. But over time I was allowed to leave the house as long as I was home by 10 and I didn't leave before 6. Which is the conditions that are now, but I can't leave the Eastern District of Washington at all. So during the course of those last 2 years, they had assigned attorneys to everyone, and as soon as I got out, I knew that I needed to not have an attorney. And I hear some music.
Yes, okay. We have to take a break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
All right.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
What are you thinking? Micro plant powder with iodine and probiotics for a total body detox for around $10 a month. HempUSA.org has 12 formulations of micro plant powder for absorbing and removing toxins from your kidneys, liver, blood, lungs, stomach, and colon, and feel better than ever. It alkalizes, oxygenates, kills parasites, does the job of 10 products. That saves you space, time, and money. Call 888-910-4367 only at HempUSA.org.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. And, okay, I'll pick it up from where you left off. We need to have you back. This is, I'm just outraged.
Yeah, sorry. There's a phone ringing in the background.
Oh.
I was keeping myself on mute so you didn't have to hear it, but I would be happy to come back anytime.
This is outrageous. I have a chapter in my recent book about the FDA. And they are just nothing but, they're corporate criminals is what they are. In fact, I think that's what I called them.
Yeah.
I'm just outraged by your story.
You know, one of your commercials that you just had on was for, I think it was a silver product. And one of the statements that was made in that ad was that it fights disease.
Ah.
And that's basically what the FDA is trying to put us in prison for, is because somebody said that sodium chlorite, when converted to chlorine dioxide through acidification, killed yeast, mold, virus, bacteria, fungus, etc., and that those things cause disease, and so that's how they get their hooks in. By an over, you know, if you think about it, if I give you a glass of water, that's all good. But if you tell me you're dehydrated and I say, here, this will mitigate your dehydration, I have just converted that water into a drug. And so we would say that the FDA has way too much power to be able to take a glass of water and convert it to a drug, or chicken soup that somebody makes. We all know chicken soup has some sort of strange and mysterious healing virtue.
Sure.
And I think it was in Jim Cole's case down in Oregon, just within the last few months, the judge and the FDA admitted that chicken soup would be a drug under the broad scope of the Food, Drug, Cosmetic Act. And so we need some serious reform, and we need it now.
Wow. Now, there are some attorneys who have worked with the FDA. Jonathan Emord is really good. Have you do you know him? Have you talked to him?
Yep, I've consulted with Jonathan.
What does he recommend? I mean, I'm sure you probably don't want to.
Well, that would be attorney-client privilege. No,
right.
but then you're since funny. We're pointing out commercials, you had another commercial on that says bar attorneys won't do anything, which actually kind of segues back into where we were at, but. Jonathan, he's a great attorney. He's in D.C., so he's kind of like in the middle of the problem. But he primarily works on civil cases, not criminal cases. So he loves the idea of reform and beating back the FDA's, ridiculous, right. Tyrannical power. But he's not well-suited for a criminal case. This point in his life, but
I just can't believe it that anybody would, even with any common sense, an ounce of common sense, would consider this you a criminal. When I mean, if nobody was hurt, you were helping people, and that's what it is. It's the corporations that are going after you because you actually have a product that actually helps people.
Well, that's an interesting thing, is that in 2013, after our arrests, after they pursued us for 4 years, we found out, well, in June of 2013, the UK basically relegated sodium chloride for the treatment of ALS to orphan drug status. So it was the first time that somebody came out and actually gave drug status to sodium chloride. And we found that at the same time they were in third stage clinicals for sodium chloride and the use of the treatment of MS, Parkinson's, and also Alzheimer's. And then we uncovered numerous patents for its use, safe and effective use, based on clinicals for the treatment of HIV in the blood. So, we're talking about, injecting it. Many other, issues, viral, bacterial. There's a WF10 is a designation for one company, Immunokine, which is a sodium chloride, acidified sodium chloride product that is really big in Thailand right now. It's got approval there as a drug in Thailand. So, I kind of forget how we got into that, but.
Well, Jim Humble has been the target of the corporate entities too.
Well, he's come out and he's shared something with the world, and he did it in a great way. He said, look, here's how you make it in your kitchen. And there's no big secret about it, and you can use it for this, that, and the other thing. And if I happen to ever die, this copyright is free and clear. Spread it to the world.
Wow.
And he created a organization that basically uses the religious exemption and declares that MMS or sodium chloride is a sacrament. And
perfect.
And if you think about it, it makes really good sense. A lot of people who, they have a problem with that or a hang up with it. But, I was having a great discussion this morning with Karis about how science itself, you know, this, the people that are anti-MMS, you know, like to pretend that they're really super thinking people, and they're looking at the quote-unquote science of it, and they say, well, since there's no empirical data that it's safe, it must not be safe because, because we say it's bleach. And, you know, they're not even really looking at, you know, there's so many problems with the, with those kinds of statements. And, for example, this morning, I got a message this morning from somebody named, calling themselves Concerned Citizen. And they wrote a message to the Stand By Daniel. It says, what are you doing? Raising funds to defend such an awful person doing real harm to helpless children. You should be ashamed. And of course I wasn't upset because I know who's behind this, and I know a person who's – there's an individual who started a petition on change.org to try and get GoFundMe to remove our petition or our campaign.
Right.
And what he's doing is he's saying that I'm this bad person who promotes the use of giving bleach to little children. If you go to – I've never given sodium chloride MMS myself to children, but I know that people use acidified sodium chloride in a protocol for the treatment of autism, and there are at least 163 children who have,
reversed
the diagnosis of autism.
Wow.
That's something that you can't really get away from. You can pretend it's not there, but if you go to cdautism.org, you will see testimony after testimony by mothers on video, and you just can't get away from that. And so, you know, there's definitely a campaign out there that's anti-MMS. It's driven, it's controlled opposition. It requires people to not be thinking, and in order to get other people on board that aren't really, you know, that aren't going to do their, you know, they're just taking this for shock value. I don't blame
sure, of course,
Concern Citizen, because heck, I would have a duty that if there was a company out there supporting something where there was somebody harming children, I would have a duty to say something about it. So I don't blame them for it, but it just goes to show the controlled opposition that's going on, and it's so. Anyway, you get it. You know what I'm talking about. So.
Yes. Terrible, terrible. I just posted your website in the chat room, and it's also on the schedule page. And your website is, let me just bring up my notes, standbydaniel.com. And, you need the support of people who care anything about medical freedom, about the opportunity to treat our own health issues in the way that we choose. This is so egregious. This is tyrannical government. It really is. Awful.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that, Deanna.
I'm just really upset over this.
I have someone handing me some notes. I have a lot of good friends with me from different places in the country. They come and they stay with me and share their support. And,
bless their hearts.
They usually stand by during interviews and so forth and hand me notes. I just got another one that wanted me to point out the recent MMS conference in Spain, in which close to 3,000 people attended a conference, the title of which was MMS, is it medicine or poison? This was spearheaded by Sister Teresa Forcades, who's also a medical doctor, and they had a panel of experts. And here you have in Spain almost 3,000 people showing up in a big auditorium,
mm-hmm.
Discussing MMS, which is an international concern. You've got one of the Genesis 2 organizations there in Sierra Leone that is now using MMS, acidified sodium chloride, to effectively treat Ebola. This is a big threat because, as we know, every 2 years or so, there's a new pandemic. And, you know, there's obviously several different interests going on. You know, obviously,
sure.
Lots of vaccines to be sold. And, there's...
Right. They're promoting, they're working on 300 new vaccines. I mean, I can't imagine 300 new vaccines, but that's what they're working on. And they want to keep us in medical chains. They want to own our bodies. They and this whole Obamacare thing is designed just to do that, so that we will be totally under the government's control. And so you've been caught up in this net of tyranny, and it's medical tyranny. And I this is just awful, just absolutely terrible.
You know, and one of the things, other than support, our trials recently got moved to May 18th. And, while we do appreciate and can use all the support we get, one of the really important things to us right now is we have a petition on change.org, and we need more signatures. We need people who are willing to stand up to prosecutorial and judicial misconduct and abuse. I mean, it would take me an hour just to go over, you know, the innumerable ways in which the prosecution and the court have violated codes of ethics, violated federal rules, violated the Constitution. In basically concert with each other, their purpose of which is to steer and railroad this case to its intended conclusion, which is basically for the government to have a win, and for there to be Ninth Circuit case precedent that MMS is considered a drug by the government, and at that point they're going to go after everybody that sells MMS.
Okay,
they haven't gone after anyone that sells it. You know, you can still get it right now anywhere on the internet.
Okay, so we need to share your story on Facebook now. What is the URL for? Let's see, I'm not seeing it on your website here.
If you go to standbydaniel.com, in the very first update, there's a link to that petition.
Update one, okay.
But if you wanted a way to type it in really easy, you could put tinyurl.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah, okay, you got it.
Okay, got it. And if we do that, then we can sign a petition?
Yes, and then you can also see a great video there of people all over the world who are standing by Daniel or who have sent photos or videos in. Some of them are fun and some of them are pretty moving. And, you know, this isn't really about Daniel. This is about us enacting some reforms because
exactly.
We need them desperately. And the only way we can do that is to rattle Congress's cage and say, look, if you're not willing to follow what the people want, we'll get people in there that will. And we're sick and tired of the Department of Justice not being able to police itself and the judiciary not being able to police itself. It's, you know, it's you, the legislation that's put these people in here. You're the ones that need to police them. And
now,
so,
have you contacted your state representative or anybody in the government?
Yes, we've contacted several congressmen. In fact, we had a team who actually flew into D.C. and made the rounds on this issue. And we're asking for impeachment. We're asking for a bill to be carried for impeachment. And, you know, it doesn't matter if I end up in jail or not. This is going to...
Well, it does matter. That does matter.
But, I mean, this is... If they think that they're going to just be able to railroad this through and there'll be no, you know, an end to it, there'll be an end to it by that, you know, that's not going to happen. So we're in it to win it. You know, they started the fight and we got to finish it. So.
Wow.
And I know Mr. Parisi, the prosecutor in this case, will be listening to this call because he listens to every single call. And so he knows where we're at.
I just this is just amazing, absolutely amazing. And we know that they, that they have gone after cherry farmers in Michigan because cherries are very good for certain things. And I'm not a doctor. I've never played a doctor on television. I'm not saying this is medical advice or anything. But there are certain foods, cherries being one, that is very good for gout and arthritis and stuff like that. Yes. And the FDA has rated cherry farmers in Michigan, and yet they let doctors who literally kill their patients and then sign the death certificate, blaming the disease, and 900,000 people die a year at the hands of the medical mafia, and they're going after you, and you've not damaged or hurt a single solitary person? Outrageous. Outrageous. We have to go to a break.
Okay.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, our guest today in the first hour, and we're certainly going to have him back, is Daniel Smith. The website is standbydaniel.com and then tinyurl.com/standbydaniel. And if you visit standbydaniel.com, it will take you to the GoFundMe site, and then down at the go down a little bit, and you'll find the Tiny Earl Stand by Daniel. I noticed I was going back in all of the several of the donations that you received, and they're all from anonymous. Do you think that that is an indication of fear, or people don't want to?
Oh, no, no. So what had happened was people were giving donations, and they were posting great comments, very supportive comments. But a gentleman by the name of Lars Nilbert, and also goes by Alan Pinker, the individual who put up the change.org and has been in constant pursuit of us since we began this campaign. It's like he works 8 hours a day. And he would go and he would take people on there that had given and put their first and last name into Facebook, and then he would write them a big long letter and harass them.
And, oh my gosh.
You know, saying that, you know, I don't know if you, like, he would, like, one of the emails we got where he wrote somebody who he believed was the husband of a woman who had donated. And so he was, like, going to the husband and saying, did you know that your wife is making contributions to this fraudulent blah, 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 blah. And
so he's actually stalking the people who donate.
Yes, and so we called GoFundMe, and they're absolutely great people, and they said they would just make them all anonymous for us for that reason. And so we wish that people could, you know, all of their comments could be seen. We see their comments.
Okay.
But the public, when they flip it to anonymous, it hides also their comments and their names. So, but you know, when people do provide, you know, give, you know, even $5, and they give this, you know, a great comment, it's really very encouraging to us, the comments. I think it's good evidence of the support that people have for this product, which is, it's an international concern. It's 163 countries. That the video there on the change.org site, not change.org, the Stand By Daniel, was seen in 163 countries in the first 30 days. And then we launched the Stand By Daniel video, which is, you can see at the change.org petition site. And that, I think, has been seen in the same amount of places. It's definitely got way more hits even, but it's every country has an interest in this. Obviously, you know, human health goes across borders. So
of course, unbelievable. Ah, this is just amazing. Alrighty, I will get a hold of you soon, today or tomorrow. And let's get you back.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. I stand, I fully support what you're doing, and hopefully if all the listeners will donate some money, and bless your heart.
Thank you, Deanna.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. We're at the top of the hour. We will be right back.